serve him rolling.
He's already been served. I served him. He's taking care of you. A little slow, but he got it.
This morning, he's back in Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom, folks at Grambling State University, say hello. We had a fabulous time there yesterday. Tonight, I'll be at Harris Stowe in St. Louis. Tomorrow, the Central Florida Urban League moderating their town hall, the fifth anniversary of the death of Trayvon Martin. Friday, Alcorn State talking to them. And then on Saturday, the General Baptist Convention in Florida as well. And so, you know what that means, Tom, is Black History Month.
Yes.
That's what that means. That's right. So looking forward to all of that. And also on Sunday, same thing, going to be at the Jubilation Black History Event, Community Baptist Church in Englewood, New Jersey. Big day on Saturday, though, Tom. That is Democrats will be in Atlanta choosing their next chair of the Democratic National Committee.
Finally.
Right now, though, we want to talk to the first Black woman to ever be to head the DNC interim chair, Donna Brazile. Donna, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes, finally we're going to select a new chair and eight other offices, including a new secretary, a treasurer, a new vice chair. So I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Donna,
this has been a great, great moment. And let me just say this. I want to thank all of you, and especially all of the people who prayed for me, who prayed for the Democratic Party, prayed for people to stand in long lines on Election Day. I want to also thank everyone who supported President Obama over the last 8 years. I've been an officer for 8 years during his entire tenure, so it's a great honor to have served, and it's now time to pass this baton on to someone else.
Donna, when you, of course, came in as interim chief, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz had to step down. There was lots of drama. A lot of folks have no idea sort of what you walked into. Talk a little bit about that before we talk about Saturday.
Well, it was a crucial moment in the party. Folks forget that the DNC was a victim of a cybercrime. We now know it was the Russians, but as a result of the leaks that came out that showed that the party had a role in the primary, what disturbed many of us is that what we found inside the DNC was not so much disarray, but just the fact that we had to pull the party together, we had to unify the party, and we had to stand up not just against the Russians, but the Republicans and others who attempted to, use the leaks to sow discord and disunity. But we are stronger today. We are competing not just in special elections across the country. In Delaware, we have a special election in Georgia. We're going to come back stronger because the American people need two political parties in order to keep our democracy strong.
Ron Brown, of course, was the first African-American to head the Democratic National Committee. It's possible that Congressman Keith Ellison could be elected on Saturday. But you also have, of course, former Labor Secretary Tom Perez, who says he has enough votes to win it. You have Jamie Harrison of South Carolina, Jay Mugreen as well. So you have several African-Americans who are vying for that top spot. How do you see what's going on right now? And what will be the most important thing for the next chair of the Democratic National Committee?
I think this race is very competitive. They're all my friends, my colleagues. I wish them all the very best. I'm going to turn over a very strong and healthy party for them to lead in the future. Look, it's important that the Democratic Party get back. I mean, we got to get back into state houses across the country. We got to get back into local races. We cannot just be a party that focused on things in Washington, D.C. We have to go out there and help people where they're hurting and make sure that we can bring about an economy that will help everyone. And also, the party will stand up against Donald Trump. We are not going to roll over and play dead. More Americans voted for the Democrats in this past election than the Republicans. We know that. We failed to win the Electoral College. I'm not going to sugarcoat what happened with Donald Trump's victory in those so-called blue states. But we're going to rebuild. We're going to recruit a new bench, Roland. The most important thing, and maybe we can talk Tom into running for office. I think Tom would make a damn good politician. Now, we got some other folks on this show. Look, we need to recruit a new generation of Americans to run for political office.
So, Donna Brazile,
it's time to talk the talk. Stop talking the talk. Let's do the walk.
But
let's
that's my walk, question. Tom. That's my question to you, Donna Brazile. Is this a party that's ready for change?
Absolutely. This is a party that is not just prepared for the future, but this is a party that can represent the values of everyday American. So, yes, we're prepared for change. We know our mistakes. We fell short. I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but we are ready. We're ready for the future.
When you talk about being ready for the future, obviously you have to rebuild the party. More than 1,000 seats nationally lost during the 8 years of President Barack Obama. He had to accept some of that blame during some of his exit interviews in terms of course, the issue when it came to he had Organizing for America, competing with the Democratic National Committee. Many folks still are unhappy about that. Now he is saying he wants to get involved with grassroots. I was talking with Senator Chuck Schumer about this the other day when I was speaking to the black and Puerto Rican legislators in New York. And what you have is you have Democrats who are saying, Mr. President, you had 8 years. Now all of a sudden you want to get engaged. What role does President Obama, what former President Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton have, or Senator Bernie Sanders have in rebuilding this party?
Help us to recruit the next generation of Americans. You know, Roland, people forget that I've been involved in the party for 40 years, and yes, we recruited Barack Obama. Think about it. We recruited a state senator to run for the United States Senate who then ran for president. We now need to go back to the basics and make sure that we can find the future Barack Obamas, whether it's a Kamala Harris in California that we put on that track, or we go down and start working in these mayoral races. We got mayoral races all over the country that we're going to have to focus on. So it's about building a pipeline, building a bench, and recruiting the very best candidates that compete with Republicans across the country.
Donna Brazile, when are you going to run for office?
Tom, I like to run my mouth in the morning with you and Roland, so I don't know about running for anything. I'm going to run down to Louisiana. I'm going to enjoy Mardi Gras. It has been 40 years. I love everyone. I want to once again thank the DNC, thank the members, the donors, the staff, and thank all of the activists out there, Tom. But I think it's your turn, my friend. It's your turn. And by the way, I'll come out of retirement to run your campaign, okay?
I want you to run. You talking
Dude,
about talking
I'm,
to
I'm going to run. I'm going to run, but I'm
going to
run.
Somebody.
I'm
going
to give me a po' boy sandwich and a cold beer.
Out of Brazil.
I love you all. God bless you.
God bless you, Donna Brazile.
Thank you, Donna.